Hello there, and welcome to Breadwinning Moms with Chloe. I'm your host, Chloe Taylor Brown, and we have a really fun show lined up for you today. It is Straight Up. Now tell me, because I'm going to be connecting with Marissa DeChico, and I'll tell you, you're going to laugh your butt off today, because our conversation is going to be very, very truthful. So I say, get yourself together, get a Kleenex, because you might just want to dab a few tears if you're crying from sheer pleasure of laughing out loud. You're also going to learn a few things while doing so, because we're going to be indulging into this fun, candid conversation. Marissa's going to talk about lifestyle, crunchy towns, and crunchy people. I had never heard about crunchy towns and crunchy people before. She's going to be talking about being healthy, looking good, business opportunities, makeup, going green, costume, jewelry, brides, who needs a psychologist, being glamorous, and so much more. Again, I'm your host, Chloe Taylor Brown. We are live on air for Breadwinning Moms with Chloe. And our objective with our show is to be a champion for women and girls around the world, to showcase women such as Marissa DeChico, women who are doing things to better themselves and their families and their communities, women who are taking their own ideas and making them into real things. We want to celebrate these types of women. We want to celebrate women business owners and women who are thinking outside of the box, and young girls also who are thinking outside of the box. So we're going to be talking to Marissa DeChico a little bit later. But I want to pose a question. Why do people lie? Why do certain people lie? And are some people predisposed to not telling the truth? So I came across an article that I really like. And this article, I'm not sure when it was written. I can find out if anyone really wants to know. But it was by Mike Leary, and he's a psychotherapist in private practice. And he says, because most of us were not taught to separate out truth. And when I hear about separating out truth, it reminds me of my personal excellence profile, because it separates out the person into 12 vital abilities so that we can see what it is that we need to work on. And we can see how close we are to the truth within our own lives and our own self based on what we say we want to contribute, to accomplish, and to share. So he says it's because we have not been taught how to separate out truth. He also says it's heavily marketed as fact. Well, I've learned from just doing this little bit of research that truth and fact are not necessarily the same thing. As a function of reality and quantifiable, yes, but they're not the same, in other words, though it certainly can be an aspect. And other people believe they feel it. It is truth. No, your feelings are indicators, according to Mike Leary. Your perceptions will alter what you feel. So the Three Little Pigs children's story is true, not fact, it's true. We all know people who built their lives on weak belief systems or even a lie, and those who had strong ones, when the wolf was there at the door knocking and huffing and blowing, he couldn't blow the house down, because their house was built on more of a solid ground, more of a solid truth. So it goes back to our decision-making, how well we make in our decision. If I make a decision to build my house on straw, you know, it's probably going to be blown with the next wind. If I make a decision to build it out of stone or brick, it's going to last a little bit longer. So that's how Mike Leary is saying that story of the little pigs, the children's story, is true, not fact. So we all know people that can stress the truth, but the truth is what resides deep inside us as to who we are. Because, see, my truth could be different from your truth. It's true. my truth could be different from your truth, but my truth is true and your truth is true. So truth is what resides deep inside of us as who we are. And so many people have a deep shame from their upbringing in which they believe they're not good enough. So this truth will expose that to the world, and we will be humiliated when others see us as the misfits that we think that people will see us as if we tell the truth. It's our truth. No, that's not necessarily true. But this thing that I'm about to say that I didn't even plan to say reminds me of body image. Body image is my truth. It may not be the truth to everyone else because it's based on my perception of what I see my body to be. And then it's based on what I feel about what I see my body to be. And so other people could see it completely different. So this is why we've got to get in there, as you said, to be able to separate out truth. So accepting truth means exposing our ratty, tatty, shredded underwear in public. So most people have this defense mechanism that we want to kind of hide our feelings of worthlessness. But we're really not, but it's our feeling that makes it real. Because if you feel worthless, you're not going to even attempt. Other people can see you as smart, beautiful, handsome, enterprising, and you could be that to them, and you could create things, but if you're holding a distorted perception of yourself, it's not going to work. So truth comes from the filter of our hearts, not our reasoning or feelings. And the feelings are indicators, okay? So we want to pay attention to our feelings because we are feeling emotional beings. Pay attention and go deep within ourselves for our own truth. I like this. So if you'd like to call in to share with us today, you can dial me at 347-884-9229. And I also want to connect with you more often than once a week. And I'm doing these wonderful, fun podcasts on my website, and that is breadwinningmomswithchloe.com. And I would love for you to come check us out there. And also, I would love to connect with you via Twitter. That is at Chloe T. Brown. I would also like to connect with you via Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and all of that is Chloe Taylor Brown. So I'm very excited about sharing Marissa with you. This was one of my recent podcasts that I'm going to play for you, and it's about 10 minutes. And after that, I'm going to come back and we're going to talk some more about truth and honesty and feeling good about ourselves and just being the best that we can be. And so now we know a little bit about separating out the truth and what the difference between truth and facts, then maybe that could help you out just a little bit. And if you need a little bit more help in separating out truth, and I mean your truth within yourself of who you're being, and you're ready to go to the next level of your life, then I want you to take the PEP, the Personal Excellence Profile. It is also on my website. That is the assessment that separates person out into those 12 vital abilities to help you to know how you're using your truth and what's truth about you and how to create your own success breakouts and also some breakthroughs in your life. So that's all on Bread Winning Moms with Chloe as well. So get ready, hold on, because here comes Marissa DeChico.
Hello there, and welcome. My name is Chloe Taylor Brown, and I want to welcome you to Straight Up, Now Tell Me. And I am with my girlfriend, Marissa DeChico, in Boston. Hello, Marissa.
Hello. How are you?
I am excellent. We're going to get started right away because we want to be straight up. We want you to tell us.
Straight up. Let's level with each other and just be candid.
You are just one amazing woman, and you always have something really positive to share and, and talk about, and you're always so humorous and funny. So people listen to you because you give it to us straight.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Well, I was just listening to Joel Osteen while I was driving into work, and he said something phenomenal, which I would love to share with everyone. He said, God, please close the wrong doors and open up the right ones, and just expect it. And I think that's a phenomenal message for everyone. When I go see my Lyme doctor, there's a lot of, we call, crunchy women there, and I absolutely adore them. And they have on their little corduroys and their little vests and their turtlenecks for the winter, because of course it's still cold here. And they have all gone gray, though the majority of them. And they're the nicest, kindest women. And I love being all around them because they're so cultured and they're educated, but I'm astounded that they let themselves go. But what I love is that we all get along. So I'm in there and I may be, you know, all glammed up because I love it that I can get myself all made up and yet I still love to learn the alternative side of medicine and get help from it. And when I see these women, I would love to create a bridge because a store that I go to get my health food, they're very plain there, and they're very kind, and that's their choice, and they can do what, you know, makes them happy. And there's a lot of days that I don't want to put on any makeup, and I want to let my skin breathe and do all my treatments and my skin masks, and, you know, so I'm not saying that there's anything wrong without wearing any makeup, but I do believe you should wear something, you know, and take care of your skin, and maybe some mascara, some lip gloss, just something. But to each his own. But I would love to build a bridge where we all meet in the middle because these women have said to me, I love the way you do your makeup. You look so pretty, or your eyes, and, you know, so they'll compliment me. And then I'll ask them something about their, you know, them and why are you here. And I've asked these women, well, why don't you have on any makeup?
Do you actually ask them, why don't I have any makeup?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, you would look good with some mascara on. And they go, I don't know how to put it on. I really love makeup because I don't feel that it's a cover-up. I feel it's extending the beauty that you have. I truly believe that. And I feel our face is a canvas, and to whatever extent that a woman wants to go, use your face as the canvas and just look your best however you feel comfortable. And I know from walking through a mall, and being a personal shopper, some of those women that are holding the perfume bottles and makeup, they are barracudas, and I don't want to learn from them. So I can imagine how another woman who's never put on makeup doesn't want to sit down and look like a clown.
So if you don't know, it can be a scary experience. For me, what I was thinking as you were saying that, in this particular little crunchy town here where you live in Boston, there seems like it's a wonderful opportunity for a businesswoman to be able to go in and say, okay, we're going to have these, you to bring the women together for a workshop on lifestyle enhancement along with their green and their health. You're talking about now this, the outer, because they admire you. They love the way that you look and how you're being, and you're so bubbly and beautiful. And you say they don't know, and it was an opportunity to share with them. Who knows?
It is a huge opportunity, and I really feel it's ground floor, because I really believe that these women would love to know how to apply even skincare, let alone makeup. They really don't know. I would love to educate them, and I have. And just be candid, I just don't want to insult any woman who's not wearing makeup, because some women just don't want to put it on, and frankly, they'd rather their front door look better than their own face. You know what I thought of?
What?
I was watching the news anchor, and this one woman, beautiful woman, had on a huge, thick, obnoxious necklace of all bright orange coral in gold. And I said, woman, you want to make me go snorkeling? I couldn't even focus on the news. She had on so much jewelry, it covered her entire neck. It was like obnoxious, and I want to say simple is better. You have a beautiful neckline, a beautiful face. Take it off. You want to make people put on their slippers and go to an island. Seriously, Chloe, I don't understand why women feel the need to cover themselves in so much costume jewelry. It's like they get into these big hoops and earrings and tons of bracelets from I'm not going to say who. And honestly, keep it simple. You know what? Accentuate your beautiful face or hair and smile. Let that be your jewelry. I think the face should be the jewelry, just like these brides. On Bridezilla, that would be the day I get up at 3 a.m. and fight with a bunch of barracudas to go get a dress. I don't care if Vera Wang was there selling herself for $10. You would not see me lined up. I am just not like that. And I am into glamour and looking my best, but I just, there's such a simple, quiet side of me. Then they literally look like bridezillas walking down the aisle with all their foo-foo and tofu. That's what I would love to do, is I would love to have a bridal shop. But I would be brutal, because I would say, okay, you are so pale, you're going to blend in with the white gown. So we need to get you spray tan. I would have a spray tanning booth in my bridal salon. And, Fred, you think I'm kidding? Then I would have a psychologist to make sure why they're getting married in the first place. You're spending a year for 6 hours. How much effort are you going to put into loving your marriage and loving your husband? And what kind of work are you doing on that? Because this 6 hours is going to come and go. It just blows my mind, these brides, because I've been there, and I got married and planned a wedding that was on a brochure in 6 weeks. A wedding does not take a year. I made the brochure with my former husband, and we were on it for 12 years.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. I am Chloe Taylor Brown. You have heard from Larissa DeChico. And this has been straight up. Now tell me.
You know what I am? I'm a cross between Mother Teresa and Cher. I have the most loving golden heart where I want to inspire and help everyone. But I'm going to tell you in a loving way what you want to hear. And if you don't want to hear it, then I'm going to be quiet because it's not my place.
And with that, until next time.
That was my conversation with Larissa DeChico, and I'll tell you, it keeps me going. I listen to it and I want to really, really feel that medication from laughter. You know, laughter is the best medication. And if you don't have someone in your life like Larissa DeChico who can keep it straight up to tell you the truth and love and honesty and bring it full circle for you with a big old helpful dose of laughter, then I don't know what, because you can't get this from going to a psychologist, you can't get this from going to therapy, you can't get it from going to church. You need to have someone who can tell you straight up and make you laugh with it. And that's what Marissa does. And you can hear more from Marissa on my blog at BreadWinningMomsWithChloe.com. And I love the thing. I want to challenge all of us to be straight up and to be truthful. First of all, start out being truthful with ourselves. Get in the mirror, yes. Look deeply into your eyes. It's called being present. Well, it's an exercise to be present. So you want to look into your eyes. Or if you have a child or your loved, your spouse or your significant other, sit together as though you're going to have a conversation. Your knees are almost touching. and be present. Look into each other's eyes. I will tell you the truth. You're going to learn so much about yourself, and it's going to help you to be more truthful. A lot of times when my 15-year-old, and I'll pick him up from school, I'll ask him, how was your day? Or if he's just finished a basketball game, how was your game? And he'll say straight. He didn't say straight up, he'll say straight. And what that means is that it was fine, it was okay, nothing exciting. So I love these new words, and they're really not new, but it's just ways of using the words, and we're just being playful and fun and just wanting to be more straight up. So you want to encourage the people that you're interacting with on a daily basis to be straight up with you, to be truthful, and test yourself to be truthful as well with yourself and then with other people that you're interacting with. We're going to be talking a little bit about truth and desires with Chantel Thompson. Hello, Chantel. How are you today?
Hi, Chloe. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I'm not sure if you were on and you heard Marissa DiCicco, but that has just energized me and given me some real vital life force energy that I need to go and complete the rest of the day. It just made me laugh out loud when I did it with her last week and also today. So I love it. What's going on with you this week?
The end, I heard the end, so I just heard a lot of talking and excitement.
Okay. If you're just joining us, I'm Chloe Taylor Brown. I'm the host of Breadwinning Moms with Chloe, and I am speaking to Chantel Thompson. She is the creator of Sweet Job Spot and also Higher Atlanta, and she joins us regularly to share her thoughts on what's going around, jobs, working, careers, and what's exciting. And she's going to share a little bit of that with us today.
Yes. You know, what I wanted to talk about today was desire. And I think it kind of goes hand in hand with prioritizing. So what you desire, you should prioritize. Now, sometimes as women and as human beings in general, we might not prioritize the things we desire. We might actually do exactly the opposite. We might say, oh, I desire that piece of cake, but I can't have it because if I eat it, I'm going to be very overweight, right? A lot of women will say that. Oh, I'm going to gain weight if I eat that piece of cake. So then they desire to be skinny, or they may think they desire to be skinny, and then they go back and eat the piece of cake anyway. after an hour or two of debate. Well, should I have the cake? Should I not have the cake? Maybe I'll just have a piece. And then you eat it anyways. And then you realize your desire to eat the cake is bigger than your desire to be skinny, but you thought it was to be thin. So that being said, and that sounded like kind of a roundabout way to say it, whatever your desire is, your true desire will eventually come out regardless of what you think you want. Have you ever had an incident like that, Chloe, where you
I sure have.
Give me an example.
Well, your true desires will come out. Well, you know, you say one thing, but you find yourself going back to, and this is not like a, you know, like a drug addiction or anything. It's desire. And I guess that it could be compared to some kind of an addiction. For instance, I know good and well that I have things that I need to be doing in my business. But overwhelmingly, I have so much fun doing the things that I really love. I find myself doing those more. And I'm just smiling about it. And I'm feeling so good about it because that's truly my desire. I would want to work with young women and girls, you know, about
200 days of the year. That's my true desire. And I find myself running out doing those things without thinking, oh, I've got this business obligation over here. So that's an example that I'm thinking. Is that a good example for you? Are you there, Chantel? Well, I think I must have lost Chantel Thompson. Anyway, while I was speaking with Chantel, I pulled up something about desire. And this article says, to achieve our eternal destiny, we will desire and work for the qualities required to become an eternal being. And our desires will pretty much lead us to what it is that we should be doing if we could follow. I'm not sure what happened to Chantel Thompson. Are you there, Chantel? I must have dropped her. But our desires are truly something that we need to look at. And I'm not talking about the addictive types of desires. I'm not sure what Chantel was going to share with us, but I have 10 ways happy people prioritize their to-do list around their desires. So, for instance, this person says, what can I start doing today to make my life happier and more fulfilling? So, first of all, I believe you have to know what it is that you want. What do you really want? So you can't just kind of guess about it. You got to know what you want, because if you're guessing, you're going to end up drifting and go over here for a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But if you know what it is that you want, you will be able to set your plan, to set your intention. So this is one of the most common questions people want to ask about their desires and what they want to accomplish. So how can I determine or tell what I want? Well, I'm going to go back to something that I said earlier. You can always test your own self. If you were to go to my website, to breadwinningmomswithchloe.com, and take the personal excellence profile. Take the personal excellence profile to uncover all the different parts of yourself and see where you're operating at a high level and use more of that. See where you're being average, work on that, and see where you're actually being low and where you can work on that so that you can start creating your own life breakthroughs. I really want this for you. I want you to create your own breakthroughs so that you can live your life based on your desires and what you have chosen for yourself. And ladies, while you're doing it, I want you to feel good about yourself. I want you to feel wonderful about yourself. And the more truthful you are, the more straight up you are about yourself and your desires and who you are as a woman and what you want to create for yourself and your life, the better it's going to be for you and all the people in your life. So I have a free gift for you. I want you to visit again, breadwinningmomswithchloe.com, and there is a free step-by-step program, How to Discover Your Authentic Innermost Self. It's a progressive, powerful, and fun way to start thinking, feeling, being, and acting more authentic every day. Because I'm telling you, being straight up with ourselves is the very beginning. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go expose your dirty laundry. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about being truthful. First of all about what do you truly desire? What do you truly want? What do you want? Don't hold back. Marissa posted something on her Twitter account just the other day, and I don't have it in front of me, but it was something about close your eyes and imagine yourself at your highest possible level in your own life. Close your eyes and go all the way. Don't hold back. Visualize that. Allow yourself to
feel that excitement. Allow it to resonate with you, because the resonance is what stirs your soul. It's what moves us. And if you can get in that space and see it in your mind's eye, it's going to cause that resonance. It's going to electrify you. And if you can get in that space every day with yourself to get excited about yourself and about what you want for your life, it is good, darling. This is good, because God has given you those. And you can test them to see if they're the higher level desires once you take the path. Because we all deserve to be happy. It's a right, but many of us miss out on those opportunities to be happy, to be joyous, to be at peace, to be fulfilled. It's there for us. And I don't ever, for myself, to stop desiring what God has for me at the highest level. The highest level. I was meditating the other day, and I heard very clearly with my soul's ears. You ever heard with your soul's ears or your spirit's ears? Not with your ears that you hear, but you hear it so clearly. And it's amazing how God speaks to everyone in their language. Isn't that amazing? It is to me. But I heard, everything before now has been practiced, Chloe. Now you're ready. You're ready. And act like you know it. So I want to share that with you. If you have been practicing and practicing and practicing and sharpening your skill and yourself and working on yourself, you're ready. And act like you know it. And go step out. Because practice is a verb. You've got to do something. And you've been doing it. You've been doing it, sharpening. Now, as the master, as the expert, you are ready. Go out to play your game to win. And stop selling yourself short. If you are doing this as your livelihood, to make a living, to take care of yourself and your family, don't be ashamed to charge the money. Ask for the money. Command it. And if you can hold your position, that means that you can back up what you say you can do, because you've been doing all that practicing, right? Then you can command the high-level dollar. And you deserve it. Now, on the other hand, if you have not determined your heart's desire, what you want to accomplish, what you want to create for your life, what you want to contribute, then you're probably not going to get it, because you don't even know what to practice on. So you've got to determine your ideal. Say it boldly. Speak it boldly. This is what I want. And then you've got to step back, get present with that. You've made the decision. Now you've got to communicate it to yourself so that you can hold that position. And you've got to go out and share that with the right people, the people who are going to help you to make it happen. Because if we're going to do something really big, I say this all the time, we need a team. We need people to help us, whether they're family members or friends or business partners. Even strangers can get excited about your desires if you can communicate it to them in an exciting way, in an alluring, sexy, attractive way that makes them want to support you. We all need supporters. And once we have gotten to that high level, we need people to champion us, to showcase us, to celebrate us. And if you're ready, if you have done all that practice and you're ready, I am one of the people. I'm a person who wants to celebrate you, because that's what Breadwinning Moms with Chloe does. We celebrate other women and girls who are living an authentic and inspired and exciting life, just like Marissa DiCicco, and just like Erin J. Morgut, and just like Cece Champagne, and just so many women. I can go down the list. And I want one of them to be you. If you're living your heart's desire, and I don't mean you've accomplished it, you're working on it, because we're all a work in progress. We are perfecting our authenticity. It's an ongoing process, so we're in process. But that doesn't mean that we have not mastered what we're doing, and then you're going to go to something else. And all the pieces will fit together to be a masterpiece. I'm loving this conversation. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Brett Winnie Moms with Chloe. I'm your host, Chloe Taylor Brown, and this has been really, really exciting for me. I want to make this conversation about what we've already talked about, so I'm not going to go very much longer. It is about being straight up. It's about being truthful. It is about understanding that we are not what happened to us in our childhood. Even if we made some mistakes, if we brought it on ourselves, those are mistakes and we can learn from them, and we're going to continue. Acknowledge them. See what you need to do to work on that. Sometimes you just need to let it go. Just change your mind on it. And another thing, the personal excellence profile, the PEP will help you to change your mind because it tells you who you are and who you can become from that. Doesn't focus on all that past stuff. However, some things we do need to work on and some things we need to just let go. So I want you to socialize with yourself, commune with yourself, speak to your spirit to find out who I am, who I want to become, and what's my heart's desire. Be truthful with yourself. Be straight up. You know what? When I wanted to be a model growing up in rural Mississippi, that took a lot to say that because people didn't know what that was. I barely knew, but the more I found out about it, the stronger the desire came to me, and I was able to hold my position all the way through high school, all the way through college, and finally, in my early 20s, right after college, I moved to San Francisco, and it happened. That was my desire. Now, it could have been a shame because it was so big. I could have been ashamed to say that because I grew up in a very dysfunctional family. But I learned very early that my father, who was a good man until he was drinking and he was an alcoholic, and he did crazy things, that wasn't me. That was him. So we've got to be able to, as I said in the very first part of the show, we've got to be able to separate out truth and fact. So, yes, that's the fact. That's my father. But the truth is that's not me. So you have it. And I want to leave you with that. I want you to listen to this show again and get your laugh on because Straight Up with Marissa DeChico really does make my day, and she's such a wonderful person. You can connect with Marissa at Marissa DeChico via Twitter. That is at Marissa, and Marissa is M-A-R-I-S-A DeChico, D-I-C-I-C-C-O. And with that, I want to say that you have indeed been listening to Chloe Taylor Brown. This has been the Chloe Show with Ben Brett Winnie Moms with Chloe. It's always the Chloe Show, right? Because I'm hosting it, and it's my show that I'm sharing with women and girls around the world. So thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a wonderful experience for me. I want you to go out, and I want you to claim your own freedom. And as Jill Scott would say, she's going to take it off the shelf. She's going to put it on a chain, and she's going to wear it around her neck. And I'm going to do the same. And so with that, this has been a straight-up conversation. And I've been your host, Chloe. And this has been a pleasure that you've allowed me to be with you today. Goodbye for now. I'll see you next time.